You know, it's been two decades that we've been eating with Richard Chamberlain, either at the Chop House or a little later on at the Fish Market Grill. And he's way out in North Dallas, except that it's not way out anymore. It's Midtown. Richard Chamberlain joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's like the whole city came your way. I mean, can you believe this is known as Midtown around Beltline, Preston, that area?
It's amazing. You know, when we opened our steakhouse 26 years ago, everything north was kind of fields. I mean, there was a few developments, this and that, but now that everything has exploded in Plano and Frisco, we are Midtown now, and it's been really good for us.
You know, and it's really interesting, too, to watch what's evolving in the neighborhood around you, because, you know, the older people who settled it out are all moving out and downsizing or whatever. The new people are coming in and they're rebuilding. And you've got a real wash of clientele, I would guess.
We really do. You know, we have the stability of these long-term customers that live fairly close to us, and then we have people that travel in, but then we have all this explosion of building around us, offices, multi-level living, retirement residences, lots of things like that all around us.
We're all excited about Restaurant Week around KRLD because it's coming up next month. And, you know, the whole idea of restaurant, well, one of the arguments for selling Restaurant Week, aside from putting about $1 million into the hands of some good charities, was that to help out your industry, that historically it was a quiet period. The month of August was kind of a dead time. People were on vacation or it was too hot to go out. Is that still true?
Well, absolutely. August in the past was, of our 12 months that we had, we used to call it our 13th worst month. It was so bad. Everybody left Dallas. A lot of people still leave Dallas in August because it's just hot and people want to get to cooler climates. But we jumped on board early on in the Restaurant Week program, and immediately the people, our customers, saw the value in coming out and also the goodness of being able to eat a great dinner and then also help a charity. I mean, it was really a perfect combination for us. It was a win-win for us. It was a win-win for the customer. And now, typically, it's our second busiest month of the year.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and I would have guessed a challenge for a good executive chef, too, because you've got a price point, a very reasonable price point from the consumer side, and a chunk of that goes to a charity. That doesn't leave much for raw material purchase.
There is not a lot left, but, you know, the one thing that we found out early on is that, let's just say we made the decision early on, is that we wouldn't sacrifice quality for the fact that it was a lesser price or a charity. So you're getting the same quality ribeye, prime rib, salmon, anything that we normally serve is the same quality during Restaurant Week, and we found that to be real important. And we don't put lesser cost proteins on the menu. We put the best quality on the plate that we can get.
So when you expanded, when you started with the Chop House at 26 years ago, and then you moved on down the street with the Fish Market Grill, let's see, it's been 15, 16 years. Isn't it time to add another one?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. We look at stuff every week around Dallas and the Metroplex. And, you know, generally we look for second generation properties just because we find it economically a lot quicker payback to be able to have some infrastructure. And but you'll see another Chamberlain's pretty soon.
Ah, wait, that's a great tease. Now we need an exclusive. So what do you look for when you do this? I mean, in your two places, you have a point of difference. Because there are a lot of steakhouses, and there are, well, probably not as many, you know, good seafood grills. But do you try to figure out what area is underserved or what niche you need to fill, or do you just try to come out with some concept that's spectacular and beat everybody else?
Well, yeah, it's a couple of things. You know, in terms of regions, we look at the competition in various areas, how those competitors are doing against each other in those areas. And so we look at that real closely, and then we determine, is there a spot for us in this mix? And then in terms of concept, you know, we love steak, we love seafood in terms of you know, the cooking processes, and we know the quality, and we know the high-end service. And really, so the next Chamberlain's will probably be a hybrid of our great steakhouse and our great seafood restaurant.
An even better tease. The executive chef, the owner of Chamberlain's Fish Market, and also the Chop House, and also participants in Restaurant Week yet again, Richard Chamberlain. It's good to have you with us, always.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And we get the exclusive on the new concept, right?
Absolutely.
David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.